KARN News Radio.
KARN, good morning. This is Morning Drive, and I'm Dale Forbes in for Bob Harrison, who picked a heck of a day to have a vacation. Glad to have you with us. It is a Tuesday morning. We have a lot of people waiting on call for you. We're going to share some information with you. Just want you to know what's going on. We have Joe Sobel about to give us the weather here in a couple of minutes, but first let's go to Gerald Garrison, a spokesperson for AP&L. He can maybe give us an idea of how wide this power outage is. Mr. Garrison, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, Dale. Okay. We have about 10,000 customers without power right here in the Little Rock area, and other customers without power elsewhere in the service area. The storm, the high winds came through the area around 4:30 this morning and knocked down a lot of trees, which meant that a lot of power lines are down. We have poles down. We have cross arms broken. And our crews are working to restore power, but it's going to be at least an all-day job.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering, how long it'll just be later on today, I guess, before we can have all these people back on.
Yes, and as the storm has moved eastward, why it's left additional people without power, because the storm really carries a strong punch.
Okay, it is just a matter, though, of lines being down and not some major transformer or something like that blowing up, or is that a problem?
It's just a lot of damage from the high winds, and I might say that everybody should leave the down power lines alone. Do not go near them. Treat them as being live wires, even though they probably aren't, but treat them as being live wires, because every now and then there is a live wire on a down power line.
There could be some danger there. That's Gerald Garrison of AP&L with us, and thank you very much for calling us very early in the morning. We'll be back in touch and get an update later on. Maybe if you could give us a call again in an hour or something like that, maybe we could, when our new listeners come in, you know, the ones that are headed for work at 7 o'clock, maybe we could give them an idea of what's going on as well.
I'll be glad to.
Thank you, sir, very much. Also on the line with us this morning is KARN's Pat Lynch. Pat, you've been monitoring some scanners and some various sources of information. What have you heard as far as the situation in Central Arkansas?
One thing is, Dale, I'm able to look out my back window on downtown Little Rock, and it's quite an eerie sight. It's dark. There are some street lights on downtown. Looks like much of the power is off in the big buildings downtown, and Gerald Garrison certainly had a complete report, hard to improve on it. People could expect anywhere where there's trees to find down trees, down power lines. Many streets closed this morning. This morning we monitored that there seems to be some damage to airplanes at the airport. An incident this morning where some people are in a house under debris and are being extricated. A couple of automobiles damaged by down trees this morning. Understand that one was totaled. There is just a bunch of news this morning. Some of it bad, most of it inconvenient, and things are a mess out here, but it's really particularly eerie just looking at this much of the city dark. And people can expect wherever there are trees that there are trees down and power lines fouled up in it.
Okay, thank you very much. That's Pat Lynch giving us an idea of what he has observed and listened to as he has been keeping track of his scanners. And just sometimes just peering out the window can give you a pretty good level of information. Let's find out weather-wise. Joe Sobel, the staff meteorologist, is online with us with the exclusive AccuWeather radar forecast. Joe, our equipment wasn't working either, but we've managed to capture you in this method, I guess. You are there with us, I guess?
Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah, Dale, the watches and warnings are all expired now. The storm has come and gone as far as central Arkansas is concerned. 60 to 70 mile per hour winds in that 4 to 5 o'clock this morning time period. And unfortunately, you remember yesterday morning we talked about the potential for some damaging storms overnight. Unfortunately, that the potential materialized. But good news is the wind has settled down. The storms have moved on. There will be a frisky breeze today, but we're only talking 10, 20, maybe gusts to at most 30 miles an hour now. It's shifting into the west, and that means cooler weather. But with the exception of a few showers during the next several hours, the weather will be much calmer.
And the specifics of your forecast, Joe.
Be a windy, cool day today. Clouds and a few showers this morning. The sun may return late in the afternoon. High today, 66. Then clearing and colder tonight, low 40. A sunny, cool day tomorrow, high 70. And it mostly sunny and pleasant on Thursday, high 74. And the five-day forecast looks good, too. Friday and Saturday, partly sunny and warm. High Friday, 76. Saturday's high, near 80.
Okay, thanks a lot, Joe. There's your exclusive AccuWeather radar forecast from staff meteorologist Joe Sobel. Currently, we have 61 degrees in Little Rock. Winds from the east at 48 miles an hour, gusting to 59 miles an hour. We have an observer out there with you now in the darkness. KARN's Michael Hiblin is in a mobile unit, and he can give us an idea of what he's seeing, which probably is scattered power outages. Let me guess, Michael, what's it look like to you?
Absolutely, Dale. A lot of scattered power outages. It's actually rather spotty out here. And drivers will want to be extremely cautious as they head out this morning because, as we've mentioned, there are numerous limbs in the roads. Also, though, there are numerous traffic lights that obviously, because of the outages, are completely dark. So, drivers, you want to be extremely cautious as you come upon these, and you want to be sure you treat these as a four-way stop and just be extremely careful as you head out. Dale?
Okay, thank you, Michael. We appreciate it. Sports news coming up next on The Morning Drive on KARN. KARN News Time is 6:17. We're away from our clock just a little bit, so don't feel like, I keep reporting the wrong time. I'm sorry, wrong clock. 6:14 is the time, and here's Jim Elder with sports a couple of minutes late.
It's interesting in a way. The Texas League has only three teams in Texas. As you know, there are teams in Mississippi, in Arkansas, in Louisiana, in Kansas, and in Oklahoma. And the only teams that played last night with a game in Texas at San Antonio were Midland defeated the Missions 5-3. Everybody else was rained out, and, of course, that included the Travelers and Jackson in the final game of that series. Tonight, weather permitting, they'll open up a five-game series with the Tulsa Drillers. It is Mega Market night. Fans admitted for $1 with a Mega Market ticket. So Travs, who have gotten off to a good start, are 4-0. All those victories coming against Jackson, and so they try the Texas Ranger Farm Club Tulsa this evening. There were only three games in the NBA last night, and the Dallas Mavericks, who are hoping to make the playoff, took a step backwards. Golden State Warriors 123-112. The Denver Nuggets, who are fighting for a playoff spot, a winner last night over the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-107. And the Charlotte Hornets defeated the Boston Celtics last night 119-95. The big story in sports in the midst of all this darkness are the prices that free agents are signing for. And I mean, you talk about taking big cuts over what they've made in the past. For example, Tom Browning, who was once a 20-game winner with the Cincinnati Reds and worked for $3.5 million last year, $300,000 this coming season. And that's just one of them. Ted Egera used to pitch in this league, of course, $3.25 million last year. He signed for $275,000. These are humongous cuts. Bob Welsh, longtime pitcher with the Dodgers and Oakland, and also pitched with San Antonio in this league, almost $3 million. $2.9 million last year. He signed a one-year contract for $225,000. That's just double the minimum salary,
yeah,
for crying out loud. And there are so many. Dave Stewart, who earned $3.5 million, he signed for $1 million. Now, $1 million is nice. $500,000 is nice. $300,000. But these guys have been getting so much. It's a real, it's a taste of reality. And a lot of people are saying it's about time.
It is about time. Thanks, Jim. Jim's back in about 25 minutes with more sports on KARN. KARN News Time 6:19. About 10 minutes ago or so, you may have heard our interview with Gerald Garrison of APNL telling us that 10,000 customers are without power now. He also warned you to stay away from any possible lines you might find down, even if they're not crackling and looking dangerous. You might stay away from them. There is other news going on in the world, and let's check in with KARN's Lori Buckley in the News Center.
Our House, a nationally recognized homeless shelter in downtown Little Rock, is worried it may become homeless. One of its shelters sits on property that will become part of a medical complex by spring of 1996. Potential sites considered by the shelter since January have been either too small or too expensive, or made unwelcome by neighbors. The shelter has gained national attention for programs that not only shelter the homeless, but train them for jobs and help get them back on their feet. Arkansas Secretary of State Sharon Priest is meeting with the League of Women Voters to discuss voter legislation. She says the goal is to involve more people in the political process.
The goal is to raise the number of registered voters who will then hopefully turn out to vote.
Priest says the motor voter laws enable registration at just about any government office. That meeting is in Little Rock's Shoney's at Markham this afternoon at noon.
KARN News Time, 6:20 now. 6:20 is the time. 61 degrees in Little Rock. Let's get an update on the situation. Our observer out there, KARN's Michael Hiblin, is in a mobile unit just kind of driving around the city right now trying to give us an idea of where the trouble spots might be and what you might find as you emerge from your home on this dark Tuesday morning. Michael, what have you seen as you've driven around Little Rock?
Well, Dale, the main problem I've been having this morning is downed limbs. There are limbs all over the place. I was just driving down Cumberland in downtown Little Rock, and I ran into numerous problems with that, having to drive around. I even got out and pulled a few out of the roadway myself. But drivers, there are numerous limbs out there, so be very cautious as you drive down the streets this morning, and watch out, especially coming over hills. And also, don't forget, there are numerous traffic lights out. I'm coming to one right now at Scott Street, and numerous traffic lights are completely dark, so drivers, be sure you are extremely cautious as you come upon those, and treat those as a four-way stop. Dale?
Thanks, Michael. We'll be back in, checking back in with you here in just a few moments. News Time 6:21. Business news is straight ahead.